with the message this morning. If you'd hang in here, look on up. Early service, I only have usually about 20, 25 minutes. And we want to get our full use of our time. If today's your first time with us, we use that big screen right there. You can get any of these notes by going to our website, fellowshipinglewood.com, or Pastor Gary, two R's, PastorGary.com, and get all our notes and everything we do and see videos and all that kind of stuff. But let's go with the message this morning. Let's see what we got, Raj. Unusual faith occurrence. Would you say this with me this morning? Unusual. Say this with me. The of a. One more time. The. It never amazes me. It never ceases to amaze me how many people want an experience from God. Ooh. Ooh. A warm, fuzzy feeling of whatever. Ooh. If I could just see this, or if I could just have a sign. I'm going to talk to you today about the most unusual thing you'll ever see. The most unusual, maybe it's dreams. We talked about dreams. Is that right? Sure we did. We talked about near-death experiences in this series. We talked about hearing voices. Can you hear the Lord speak to you and speak to your heart? And these are things that we discussed and looked into the Word about. Let the Word give us the answer to these things. Okay? But of all the things I've talked about, the most unusual thing that you'll ever see is the power of a changed life. A changed life. Guys, you talk about miracles in this room. There are miracles setting all around you. Oh, but if I could just hear from God, or if I could just see this. Why don't you open your eyes and get to know people? Why don't you get to see people, their lives, where they came from? For me, for an example, 15 years old, let's go back, way back in time. I had a head full of hairs down the middle of my back. Can you imagine? My favorite vocabulary was F this and GD and all that. That's how I talked. Did you hear me? Yes or no? What's the difference, Clark? Jesus came into my life. And that's just one area He changed my life. That's crazy! That I would be taught this, I would learn this behavior, I would think like this, I would talk that filth and live the filth and fight and be angry and put your head through a block wall. I could see myself easily being somebody mean as a snake locked up in prison. That would be me growing up in the hellhole I grew up in. Who made the difference? Jesus made the difference. You hearing me? Yeah, but I need me a little miracle. I need me a little sign. Why don't you open up your eyes and see people? Inside our fellowship and on this planet, guys, in our community, there are so many people who've had the power of God change their life. Are y'all hearing me today? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. The power of a changed life. I tell you what. Now remember, usual. We're going to go not long on these, but I gave several messages. God works through the usual more than the unusual. Don't be somebody that's always trying to go after a rabbit trail or get some experience. Amen? Say. If I could just come forward and run and fall on the floor and flop like a chicken, I'd be happy. No, you wouldn't. You look like a nut. Stop it. Come on. Keep going. Dreams. We've talked about that. They're all throughout the Bible. You have to get the series to find out where we stand on it, what we see, and what the Bible teaches. Near-death experiences. There are several, I believe, in the Word. We looked at them. Amen. And then this one, hearing voices, does God still speak? Or if you think you hear from the Lord, are you schizophrenic? Well, we looked at some studies in the Scripture, and I thought it was a pretty good message and a pretty good case on that God does speak. And you can hear His voice. And He talks about it in His Word. Okay, so we've given a lot of information in this little series. Today's message, unusual. Unusual faith occurrences. And today, the power of a what? Change life. Let's look at it. Not a ton, but let's go forward. God wants to use you. Raj is going to push me. The greatest and most reliable UFOs or unusual faith occurrences occur in who? People who have been radically what? Transformed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the most unusual UFO. If I could just see me a UFO. I'm telling you, guy, there's some unusual UFOs all around you. There are people who have their life changed by Christ. It's incredible what Jesus Christ can do in someone's life. experiences that you might have and stories that you might can tell of something that God has done or this or that. You see them on TV, whatever. These things are all subjective. You know what I mean? Well, I think I heard God do this, and I think I had his dream, and maybe it meant this. And see, all these things are subjective, but pop it up. A changed life is what? Say that with me. A changed life is what? You can doubt if somebody had God speak to them, and you should sometimes, honestly. But and you can doubt if somebody had a dream and it meant this. And you can doubt if somebody really did die and see heaven. You understand where I'm coming from? But let me tell you something right now. A changed life is what? One more time. A changed life is what? How many have ever known somebody, they came to Christ and their life was radically changed from then on out till the day they died? Can I see your hand? God did a work in their life. It was crazy. Amen? Crazy. God did something in their life. That's my mama. The power of a changed life. That's concrete right there. Mama's concrete. Did you hear me? Did you know my mother was murdered 20 years ago by my stepdad, but she had been a believer in Christ for 17 years, a drunk. I never saw, as far as I can remember, a day that my mother wasn't drunk in the evening. Growing up, Mama was drunk. And then she started shacking up with this man after she divorced my daddy, and it got worse. That was my life. The youngest of six kids, my next oldest, the one above me, 7 years different. So a lot of time it was just me at the house with this situation. But my mother got saved. My mother heard Billy Graham teaching on TV one night, on a Saturday night. She was drunk as a skunk. I came home, and she said, after partying, she said, "We're going to church in the morning." I cussed her out with my favorite cuss words. Went to my room. Next morning, Mama got up and said, "We're going to church." Didn't have a car, didn't have nothing. Didn't have nothing to wear. I had a leisure suit. It was light blue. So I looked like the sky walking up the street. I looked like a pimp. Okay, it's the truth. You know? Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry, son. But anyway. But the point is, 3 weeks later, my mother and I both got saved. The power of a changed life. We got saved at that church right there. By the way, this isn't some subjective experience. This is a real place. It's called Temple Baptist Church in Rockingham, North Carolina. You can still go there today. Amen. Say. They'll be having church. Sunday school will be starting in about 15 minutes there. Amen. The power of a changed life. You cannot argue with a changed life. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Now, do people pull the wool? Sure they do. Do people play church? Sure they do. Did Mama? No! Are you hearing me? And we don't want to do that here at Fellowship Church. Guys, I would have no problem, still even at my age, going out and making a living and a good living. I believe it. My abilities. I do. Why do I do what I do? Because I believe in Jesus Christ. He changed my mama's life. He changed my life. He can change your life. Are you hearing me today? We're here for our community. I don't say it arrogantly. This is my town. I say it because it is my town. You understand? God has given us this city to reach for Jesus Christ. It's our job if we're going to stand up and do what we need to do. Amen. Yes or no? Power of a changed life. That's what we want here at Fellowship Church. How many would say, "Pastor Gary Clark, I've had my life changed at Fellowship Church"? Can I see your hand? Can't argue with it, can we? Can we praise the Lord? Come on, praise the Lord with me. Can't argue with it. Quit running down rabbit trails. Or if I could just do this like I saw them do on TV or whatever. The most important thing you'll ever do is have your life changed by Jesus. And live for the Lord. And start trusting Him and believing in Him and letting Him change you. I've had people say, you know, people that drink, "Well, I can't stop drinking. There's no way I can't do that. I can't." And guess what? With Jesus' help, they did. Are you listening? Yes or no? They tried everything till Jesus came along and they did it. Are you hearing me? Drugs. You mean you think somebody can get off drugs by following Jesus? Absolutely. I believe you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. We're not all the same. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. But I'm saying if you give your life to Christ, if you press in towards Jesus, if you start eating up His Word and believing His Word and praying and asking Him to help you, He will change you. How many would say, "Clark, before Jesus came to my life, I was a bad mess. I was a bad person, a bad mess. That's who I was. How about some hands in the house? About half of you lying. Come on. Listen, God can change your life. This excites me. This kind of message I could preach for an hour because it excites me. Look at the changed lives in the Bible. Abraham, Jacob, Rahab, by the way, she was a what? Prostitute. Ruth, Samuel, David, a widow, a Shunammite woman, Naaman, Manasseh, Cyrus, keep going. These are just changed lives. I've come on. Nebuchadnezzar, a king. Here's another king. Here's another king. You mean kings can have their lives changed? Yeah, keep praying for those in authority over you. You hear me say? Centurion, here's Matthew, tax collector, Canaanite woman, another centurion, this leader of soldiers. How about this guy, the Gadarene maniac? What was he? He was full of demons, demon-possessed. You mean demon-possessed people can be saved and come and follow Christ? Absolutely they can. How many ever knew somebody full of the devil and they put their life in, they gave their life to Christ and they changed? Can I see your hand? Not just full of the devil, live for the devil, crazy people. Sure, crazy people everywhere, man. Jesus can change them. You see how powerful that is, say? Instead of looking for this crazy thing to happen or this, man, open your eyes and look at people. Amen. I love the color, I call it, at Fellowship Church. We're from all walks of life. I like the fact that all of us aren't from Rockingham. In Rockingham, almost everybody's from Rockingham. And that's okay. We all talk the same. We all like sweet tea and eat grits. And we talk sort of funny, you know. I like Englewood. I like the fact that you folks are from all over the place. It reminds me of the heaven, the body of Christ. We're going to be from everywhere, guys. And I get to see where you come from and your changed life. It's incredible. Don't you like it? I do. Changed lives. A scribe, Mary Magdalene. Paralytic, an immoral woman, a leper, a publican. That's a crook. Here's another crook on the tail of him. A dying thief. Peter, Andrew, fishermen, all kinds of people. Philip, Nathaniel, Nicodemus, that's a religious man. Samaritan woman, been married a whole bunch of times. Didn't know how to stay married, hardly living with another fellow. This is what the Bible says. An adulterous woman. Look at all these people. How about this guy right here? This guy, Saul, he actually was a religious guy that went out and had Christians arrested and even killed. Was Paul a changed man, say? Oh, yeah. Cornelius, look at all these people. Look at a demoniac girl. And I could go on and on and on and on from the scriptures of people whose lives that were changed. You want to see the unusual? Look at people who've been saved by the power of Jesus Christ. That's the most unusual thing you'll ever see. Amen? That's what gives me energy and hope every Sunday morning. I get a chance to preach the Word and see somebody else maybe come to Christ. Amen? Y'all hearing me or not? I love it. It's incredible. Praise the Lord. The Son of Man has come to do what? And to what? That which was... The Son of Man didn't necessarily come to give you a warm, fuzzy feeling. Or so you could roll around the floor and flop. Or you could speak in gibberish or something. Did you hear me or not? That was not His purpose. His purpose was to come and to save people. Are y'all hearing me or not? Well, Clark, I can't believe you preach like that. Well, why wouldn't I? That's not what the Scriptures say, yes or no? Over and over and over and over and over again, the Bible says the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was what? Lost. That's what the Bible teaches. He saves farmers, builders, businessmen, businesswomen, doctors, lawyers, preachers, teachers, prostitutes, fortune tellers, politicians, fishermen, policemen, thieves, murderers, soldiers, slave owners, men, women, boys and girls, and races of all what? People. That's our Savior. That's why He came. Yeah, but if I could only just have this happen. I would take being forgiven and my name written in heaven and the Holy Spirit, the living God, living and being a part of my life and helping me live life and change and make good decisions. I'd take that over anything. Are y'all hearing me? Over anything. Over anything. Focus like that. That's the most unusual. He saves the nasty, the nice, the mighty, the mean, the rich, and the poor. This is His business. This is what God does. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and do what? to what? Every. That's what we're doing. You might say, fellowship church, why y'all have a church? Why y'all starting a church? Why y'all meet at high school every week? Why you building that fancy building down yonder? So we can reach people for Jesus. Amen? I can't wait maybe 10 years from now. I'll look back and see all the lives, the more lives that have been changed because we decided to have a vision. Amen? Yes or no? To reach our community, to love Jesus Christ, to love people, to preach the gospel. People see non-denominational, they come in and think I'm all kooky. Yeah. I love it when people come to Fellowship Church and they leave going, man, that guy preaches the Word. We teach the Bible here. Okay? We're not trying to build a crowd by you climbing up the wall. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Say. Or me touching you and hitting you on the head and you making... I know this is ugly this morning, but guys, if I could heal you, I would! I'd go to the hospital. You'd never see me sleep! So much of what we see is not real. Are you hearing me? But what is real is a changed life. You getting a message this morning? How many mad at me? It's okay. See, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but I am ashamed of what goes on in a lot of churches and what I see on TV a lot. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the what? Power of God unto what? To everyone that what? To the Jew first and to the Greek. That means everybody else on the planet. Amen. Come on. Let's look at that. Unusual. It's unusual. The power of a changed life. The gospel literally means the what? The good news of what? Jesus. That's what changes people. The good news of what? Jesus Christ. His death, His burial, His resurrection. The power of the God. It's the power. Okay? The word literally means what? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto what? To salvation. Power literally means dynamite. The good news of Jesus Christ is what? It's dynamite. And we got to quickly do this. It's a blast to your past. Say that with me. It's a what? It blew my mama's past up. My mama, a drunk, got saved. And if you met her like, you know, a year later, you would have thought that woman never would have drunk. She was not a drunk. Because it was a blast to her what? Past. Guys, you don't have to be who you've always been. If you're rotten and nasty, listen to me. You can be changed. Stop making excuses. A lot of us in this room have changed, and so can you. We're not letting you off the hook that easy. You're lazy. Quote me. You can be changed. You can be changed. You can be changed. Jesus can come into your life if you'll press in, man. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've lived it with my own life. Are you hearing me? That's the greatest thing on the planet. Pastor Lindo, you sitting back there listening this morning, nodding your head a lot. Was seeing people changed by the power of the gospel what kept you going all those years preaching the Word? Amen. He sat back there nodding. Man gave his life to serve God and to preach the gospel. That's what keeps us preachers going. There's another one. There's another one. Here's another one coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen? It's a blast to your past. If any man be in Christ, he's a what? All things are what? Behold, all things are become. That's the power. Amen. Come on. Got to keep moving. Let's look at another point, Raj. It's a blast to your past. It will what? It's the dynamite, baby. It'll blow your mind. Your head's all crazy. How many before you came to Christ? Maybe it was years ago. Your head was screwed up. You ain't saying y'all better yet, but I mean, it was screwed up. Listen. You come to be a believer and a follower in Christ. You start reading His Word. The Bible says, let this what? Mind be in you, which was also in who? Christ Jesus. Be not conformed to this world. But be transformed by the what? Renewing of your what? Mind, that you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life. Isn't that beautiful? It'll blow your mind. You might think, Clark, you crazy. You really believe in this Jesus stuff, don't you? Oh, brother, I'm in. Chips are in for me, baby. Amen. Say, blow your mind. You can think differently. You have to think like you always thunk. Most of us didn't know we mattered. Man, to find out that Jesus died for you, rose for you, He loves you, He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, He ever lives making intercession for you. Wow, will that change you? Amen. It'll light you up. See, we're talking about dynamite. It's a blast of your past. This ain't a hard message. It will blow your mind. And it will what? Boom, baby. It'll light you up. I never knew I could sing. Some of you probably think I still can't, but anyway. I never knew I could sing before I came to Christ. Had no idea that I could communicate. I didn't know I was a communicator. I didn't teach nothing. Never taught nothing to nobody. You can be lit up by the gospel of Jesus and unleash you to talent and abilities that you never knew that you had. Are you hearing me today? Guys, it's the truth. If God would use a boy like me from Rockingham, oh my goodness, what is He going to do with you? Listen, you're the light of the what? A city that's set on a hill can't be hid. Let your light so what? Before who? That they may see your good works and glorify who? See, that's the most unusual thing they'll ever see. See people. Guys, so many people out there, they're not just jaded on church. They're pretty smart. They're a lot smarter than church people. A lot of times worldly folk are a lot smarter than church people. Because a lot of times church people are just sheep and they'll just be led and whatever somebody says, they'll just do it. Listen, the world's out there and they can see. And they see that's phony over here and that's bull over here and I ain't going there. But what they do, they paint us all with the same brush so many times. Are y'all hearing me today? Yes or no? Listen, let's show them a changed life. Are you hearing me today? Let's show them a changed life. Instead of trying to shove something down their throat or some experience or try to talk them in because I had this happen one time. Show them what you do on Monday. Amen? How you live life. Show them your warts and wrinkles too. Show them your pain and your hurt and your suffering and your shortcomings. Amen. You hear me today? Show them how you lean on Jesus. Show them how you get up again after you've been hit square in the head, knocked over. Amen. And that He's the one that does that for. Are y'all listening to me today? I hope you've heard the message. We're done, ain't we, Raj? I got to quit. His story in you is what? One more time. His story in is what? One more time. His story in is what? Just spell my name right. Gary with two R's. You can say what you want about me. But when the story is written of my life, there'll be an intersection about 15, I was almost 16 years old, where that crazy guy met Jesus. And that is history. That is the history of my life. His story in me is history. People might not like me for a number of reasons. But one thing's for sure. Jesus Christ saved me. Flat out. You might say, hey, you know you're saved, Clark. I was there when it happened. Excuse me. Go back. Take your stake and just nail it down in the yard, baby. When Jesus came into your life. And as the crazy happens and the church goes nuts, you keep hanging on to what He did in your life. Amen? He saved you, buddy. That's history. I don't give a hoot, baby. This thing's nailed to the wall. Y'all hearing me today? Show that to our lost and dying world out there. Amen? Unusual is your life and my life. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. Yes, Lord! Thank you, Lord! Good word today. I enjoyed it.